Welcome to 2019, and this is all that matters in rock news this week. The new year has gifted us with a shitload of music news. Poor old Dave Grohl has fallen off the stage again. The rock god stacked it at a private gig in Vegas after a poor attempt of sculling a beer. Unlike his last stack, no bones were broken in the fall. Looks like old Dave is getting unsteady in his old age. The Kotch's 50 on Monday. You can watch the video on the Triple M website. UK banjo rockers Mumford & Sons have announced a final release of tickets for their sold-out Aussie tour happening later this month. For ticket info, check out triplem.com.au. A speed demon in Canada is too fast for more than love after copying a speeding fine this week. When asked why he was going 145 kilometres per hour, he told the police, "It's because Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart came on the radio." The police confirmed it was true because, well, they were listening to the same radio station. Iconic rock music festival Woodstock is returning for its 50th anniversary. The New York festival saw timeless performances from Jimi Hendrix, The Who, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and then a very unknown Santana. The festival will return to New York this August. Queen have cleaned up at this year's Golden Globes, with Bohemian Rhapsody winning Best Motion Picture and the film's lead, Rami Malek, taking out Best Dramatic Actor. They really are the champions, my friends. Yeah, I've done that gag twice now, but stuff it. This week, as we hit not only David Bowie's birthday, but the 3-year anniversary of his death, it was announced his musical, Lazarus, is making its Australian debut in Melbourne. The musical will be Down Under this May. For more info, check out the Triple M website. New music out this week, Lamb of God's guitarist has released his first single from his upcoming solo debut. The single features Chester Bennington on vocals. Listen to the song, Cross Off, on the Triple M website. Speaking of new music, American singer-songwriter Ryan Adams, not to be confused with the Canadian singer, Bryan Adams, will be releasing 3 albums this year. Talking to Ryan after his 2017 record, Prisoner, he told us he had another 2 records in the bag.
There's 70 songs. So even with Prisoner and the B-sides collection out, there's still so many left over. There's like 30 or 40 other tracks that are still out there. There's essentially 2 other albums.
Sounds like he's been busy. The first is titled Big Colors. Get a taste for it on the Triple M website. And make sure you download the Triple M app to catch up on all the best rock interviews from 2018. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in rock news this week.